All right, it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. And we continue with what we have been discussing yesterday. We continue on what is going on, what is playing out in the world of in the world of tech and also in the world of politics. We are looking at what is playing out, how politics is able to affect the technology, because technology right now is a big thing. Technology is something that's at the actually forefront of almost everything in terms of livelihood. But it seems that politics still has power. So yesterday we were looking at military and politics, and then we have business and tech at the other side. Which one is likely to be, which one is likely to to prevail as far as the China-Taiwan issue is concerned. And we are also looking at the front lines that are opening. There are concerns everywhere. It seems that there are concerns everywhere. Now, yesterday we touched on what will happen to the manufacturing, sector, to the tech and manufacturing sector, should there be an all-out war between China and Taiwan, which, of course, might draw some other countries of interest into the conflict. It might draw the Americans, because the Americans have bases in the Pacific, especially in the Asia-Pacific. They have bases in Japan. They have bases in South Korea. And then, you name them. They have bases in countries that have aligned themselves to the U.S. So that is likely to draw the U.S. into a conflict, even if it is not directly. It might draw them into a conflict, whether it is direct or indirect. And the Chinese, they will continue with their live drill, and they consider Pelosi's visit and the congressional delegation's visit as a provocation, and they are going to continue with live drills. And it also seems that Taiwan, having learned from Ukraine, they might be able to receive, maybe some sophisticated artillery systems and rocket systems or anti-aircraft defense systems, and so forth. So they are likely to receive the highly sophisticated military technology and support from the U.S. But don't forget that the Chinese have also launched their own supersonic missiles. Whether they are supersonic or hypersonic missiles, they've also managed to, test one. And they didn't use it yet. It was tested, and according to some sources, they are saying that it's a successful weapon. So it might be a war that is, very technologically advanced and sophisticated. Now, not only focusing on the sophistication of the weaponry system that is going to be used, should there be an all-out war. The tech sector, like we said yesterday, will be affected, because a lot of people, I think it was Mr. Mike George yesterday, who said that the Chinese manufacturing system and or the way they do things, they are like inclusive. They include smaller innovators. People who are just starting, You know, you are able to copy everything and to do something for yourself and then earn some money. So unlike, you know, in the West, when WhatsApp is just WhatsApp, you can't do anything to it. It belongs to Zuckerberg. And if you write, if you wake up today with SAPWAT, you are going to be called an infringer. You are going to be, this is going to be called an infringement on, you know, WhatsApp. You are copying. But in China, you are able to actually do something, even if it is not that good, you know, to a market that is, but it is something good that, you know, at your level that somebody can use and have a solution at their level, you are likely to, you know, make money. And then you make money as you keep, you know, you make money as you keep improving, or you improve as you continue making money. So nobody is going to threaten you to buy you off, to buy you over, and if you don't want, they will work on to crush you. So that's unlike in the West, when you come up with a software, they will buy it, or if they can't buy it, if you refuse, they will make sure that you don't reach the market. Those unfriendly competition. Now, there is also something that today we will look at, and that is the success that has been made in, you know, a global financial system. Let's say global fintech or fintech. A global financial technology like a SWIFT code, I mean a SWIFT system that you are able to use to, you know, to buy stuff from other countries, or to send money to do transaction, that will also be affected. And if you remove China from a SWIFT system, that's really big. You know, that sanction, the sanctions will really be biting. You know, if sanctioning, you know, and of course, Russia and China, if you compare Russia and China, China, of course, is an economic power house, and at the same time also tech. But the Russians have come a long way. You know, the Russians have come a long way, and that's why sanctions are biting the West more than they were supposed to bite Moscow. But if you look at what the Chinese have managed to do within this, you know, 10 years or so, sanctioning them will lead to a collapse of the world economy, because most of the, especially when it comes to the startups, you know, people who are doing manufacturing, low-level manufacturing, most of the components come from China. And most of the open source, you know, technology come from there. So that this will be a blow to startups. But the hope that is there for other countries that want to be independent, you know, other countries will hope that, well, during this war, the U.S. economy might be battered to the point that U.S. tech companies will be, you know, will be derailed, will be off the, you know, will be off the rail, and this will give, you know, the developing world an opportunity. You know, it will give the developing world an opportunity to rise. So many people are hoping that some countries, after the end of the World War II, which were poor, they actually rose. I don't know, I'm not sure which countries are those, but some people are saying some countries are apparently rose to be self-sustained, to be self-dependent after the World War II. So it gave them an opportunity to start looking inward. So I'm not sure what countries are those. But there is hope that some countries that are doing, you know, that are making, that are also coming up with technology that is not making up, making it to the market because of this monopoly in terms of competition and because of these big companies. The countries are hopeful that this conflict might, you know, give them an opportunity to rise and also to make their technology make it to the market. Now, another fear is that, you see, after the war, if there should be any war, and nobody's wishing for war, but, well, read what is on the wall, on the global wall, you will understand that it now depends on Xi Jinping and Joe Biden as far as the Taiwan conflict is concerned. Just like it was between Xi Jinping, Ursula von der Leyen, Jens Stoltenberg, Emmanuel Macron, Olaf Scholz, Boris Johnson. The rest goes on up to Joe Biden as far as the Ukraine, Russia conflict is concerned. Because if Russia was head from the beginning, there was no going to be Ukraine conflict today. So if China is not head from the beginning, and China considers the one China policy being, or one China principle being violated by the US, so this will mean war too. So there is fear now that after the war, people might fall prey to technology companies, because these technology companies will be the ones that will remain with money in their pockets. Governments will be so broke that they will not be able to, you know, have power. So companies that will have more power are technology companies. And many people are afraid that instead of having democracy, we are going to have technocracy after the war. So, and technology companies will be greater than governments, and they will actually be the government. And technology will be the type of, you know, governance, and that then the world will spill into slavery. The slavery using technology. So that's the fear that many have, especially those who are into the ethics of technology. Many are afraid that after this war, if there should be any war, because if there should be any war, that already, you know, inevitably becomes a third world war. That becomes a third world war already. Because if America gets in there, Japan will get in there, South Korea will get in there, then North Korea will get into China, will get at the side of China. Then, of course, you will have countries such as Iran, and you have countries also, maybe the Russians will also back the Chinese, and then that is already a war, fully fledged third world war, because America is already NATO. So the other side, America is Japan and South Korea, and maybe India will have now to choose. But don't forget that India already has a border conflict with China. So the Indians may take advantage to say, okay, the Chinese are at war, so we are also moving in to take our border. And the Pakistanis will also now say, okay, the Indians are also at war, so we are also moving in to take Kashmir. Now, there will be chaos, because Lebanon will say, okay, because America is at war now, Israel means that it's also now part of the war, so we are moving in to take. And the Syrians will say, we are moving in to take the Golan Heights. So everybody will find an opportunity to reclaim their lost territory, because now there'll be no one to stop who from doing what. And that is going to be chaotic. So, and after that chaos, the people are afraid that tech companies might be the only ones that will be having money. So nobody will be having money because the Americans, the British, the French, those companies, the countries, the G7, will pump their money into weapons and supplies and logistics as far as military is concerned, and so on and so forth. So after the war, people are afraid that technology might take over. And it is technology companies that will now deal with the supply of, you know, the supply of almost everything. And then they will own properties, they will own everything, because people don't have money. They will be forced to sell off the properties to make money or to survive. And that's when technology companies and, you know, whatever company, whether it is military companies, maybe they will merge. So those are the fears that are, you know, in the hearts of many of those who are into the ethics of technology. One of the issue that is the International Space Station. Those who are, you know, enthusiastic when it comes to astronomy. The astronomic sector is doing very well, thanks to the Russians, and also thanks to the Americans. Now, the Russians want to pull out of the International Space Station and create their own station in orbit by 2024. And the Americans, when they sanctioned the Russians, they excluded space station. They excluded the astronomic sector because they know that they need the Russians when it comes to the space technology. So they will need to sanction the Russians at that level. That means that the whole space mission and everything will collapse, because they need the contribution from the Russian cosmonauts to be able to run that International Space Station. So in as much as, you know, there are sanctions, the Americans refuse to sanction fertilizer, they refuse to sanction other, you know, they refuse to sanction titanium. Titanium is an element that is used for the manufacturing of aircrafts. So it's a mining element called titanium. So it's used to manufacture aircraft. So then no country wanted to, you know, sanction that, because that would mean a collapse in aircraft or the aviation industry. Now, what do Africa and the rest of the countries, what do we learn from this type of prospects? You know, what do we learn from this prospect? What do we learn from these possibilities? We learn...
Ouri omunangeshefa nowahara kushivifa omayakuro oye kupitira mohorike radio station oyo Eagle FM enyamukuro olongaha. Ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vartabaka wafera kaputungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele riofisi zerivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa Windhoek. Toko yankure nkuru. Ongwe Ndiva ni Walvis Bay. Kapa, mulize nomboro yetatama 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niva IUM.
All right, what can we learn from all this? 083-2888-401, that's the number in studio. Now, yesterday I said, look, there is this side, there is military and politics. And the other side, there is tech and business. So American tech and Chinese tech companies are optimistic that they can work together despite the tensions. But will this tension allow them to work together? I don't think so. Or maybe they will work together, just like the Russians and Americans are working together when it comes to the space, when it comes to astronomy. They are working together. So maybe there will be room for the American and Chinese tech companies to work together. What do you think? I don't think so. Because it can be that military and politics might overshadow everything and overwrite everything and derail everything, destroy everything. But what is your analysis? What are your analysis? You know, when you are reading the wall, when you are reading on the wall, what comes to your mind? Of course, some people are hoping that this conflict might give the third world to rise and be on their own. Do you think the third world has an opportunity? Do you think Africa has an opportunity to change and to say, look, we cannot, because, you know, when you look at the international law can be violated by big countries, by superpower countries. You can make an agreement, and what was an international law, what was known as an international law, is no longer the law, because now it suits country B to do what they want according to their interests, and they can be, they can do what they want. It is only smaller and weaker nations that are going to be forced to adhere to the so-called international law. So don't you think Africa now has a time, has chance to reshape herself, you know, to reshape her herself and, you know, rewrite history and become self-reliant, to say, let's look at Tanzania. What does Tanzania have that can, you know, improve our livelihood in SADC? What does Congo, what does China, I mean, not China, but what does Namibia, Chad, South Africa? South Africa, the most advanced economy in Africa. What do they have? What is the tech? What is South African tech sector? What can it contribute to the Namibian economic growth? And how does Namibia tap into Zambia? And, you know, the Namibian tech startup, how do they tap into Zambia and, you know, make money? How do Zimbabwean tech startup, how do they take into Kenya? And how does Kenya take into Malawi? Tap into Malawi. Don't you think that there is, you know, there is an opportunity for Africa to somehow make a new beginning? Because if America and China fight, whether it is indirectly or directly, it will affect Africa. Because Africa imports a lot from China, imports a lot from, maybe they depend on America for aids, so those aids will be stopped because the Americans will now change their focus on to funding the conflict, because the Americans will not allow Taiwan to be invaded by the Chinese, and the Chinese will not also not allow Taiwan to be, you know, cut from its mainland. So those two powers, it is inevitable that none will dance to each other's tunes. So now, of course, the first ship, the first Ukrainian shipment carrying 23,000 tons of wheat has now sailed off from the Black Sea. So now it is headed to Djibouti after almost 7 months of blockade. Now wheat is coming to Djibouti, destined for Ethiopia. So imagine if there was 7 months of blockade. Now, if another front line should be opened, Africa will be the most vulnerable. But what can Africa do to take advantage of this situation? 083-288-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. What can Africa do? You know, what does Africa, what do we need to learn from this conflict? It is 23 minutes to 12. We still have enough time. If each one of you can get at least a three minutes, that will give us more people coming in. What can Africa learn from all this conflict? Okay, while you are coming, Africa can learn two major things. Number one, self-dependent and self-reliant. Self-dependence and self-reliance. You rely on your own people, what they are able to do, and you depend on your own sectors, what they are able to bring. So Africa is a vast continent with almost 1.5 billion people. So that's a good market for Malawi, it's a good market for Zimbabwe, it's a good market for Zambia, it's a good market for Namibia, it's a good market for South Africa. But we are not taking off. Of course, there is what we call the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, which is yet to be ratified by many countries, and it seems that it's not yet clear when it is going to kick start, and what are the parameters of that trade, what are the parameters in terms of protecting locals, because people are already complaining that the local businesses are not protected against foreigners. So if you have an African Continental Free Trade Agreement, it means that the people from Congo, people from Nigeria will come here freely to do business. And that would mean death to Namibian businesses. Or it also means that maybe Namibians can also move to go and do business in Malawi or in wherever. So those issues are not yet solved. And we are here. So how do we help? Like the Tanzanians, they have a lot of applications that they have made themselves. Like the M-Pesa application that has to do with, it's a banking app. So how does that app benefit the whole Africa? You see, how can it be created? How can we create an open source? How can we make that technology an open source so that we are able to make our own Namibian app, that has to do with transactions, or our own chatting apps? Because what if something happens and WhatsApp is shut? So which means that we are not going to communicate among ourselves, because we don't have our own internal local chat applications.
Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, my brother.
Yes.
What we must do, you see now, as Africans, this was an opportunity for us to do our own things. We got the land, we got the levers, but we can make way. Like how Ukraine is doing. It's not doing in the air, it's doing in the ground. We got the land, yeah. But why we don't want to do things? We just want a foreigner to do things for us, ourselves. If I give you an example, you can see in Sri Lanka, what's happening in Sri Lanka now, their port is built by China, and they owe China a lot of money. Now China, he takes that thing completely for himself. He's selling that thing for himself. It will be happening even here. All China, what is occupying here, we owe China. We end up, we lose our things, like how the Sri Lanka situation is. We need to open our eyes now. This is the opportunity for us to make what is it difficult? It's not really difficult to make it. We need it before in Rundu. Of where, maybe if I'm not, someone must collect me there. The problem in Namibia, like in our country here, we got that dam in Karasberg, that dam to make it there. But still, water just waiting to be finished. It's not, thing not, people not standing up to do things here. I don't know what there is. They say we must not blame the government, but we must blame who now? Yeah. That is a mistake for today, friends.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, apart from food, we can also come up with our own computer softwares and applications. Of course, food is one of the basics, but technology has now become part of the basic needs, and we need to have our own technology. What do you say, 083-288-401, you can come through. I still have minutes for you. Yeah, Ukraine is not producing wheat on the air. You know, neither is China or America producing technology at the moon. These are just human beings. And we have a lot of young people in Africa that are, you know, good at software and applications. Why don't we identify local companies, local tech companies, and Ministry of Agriculture to say we want to have an app that can tell farmers, you know, an application that can guide farmers when it comes to cabbage production or vegetable production or aquaculture or, you know, horticulture, you know, animal husbandry, you know, an app that has all the information on how to take care of, you know, calves or, you know, how to deal with, you know, drought and so forth. So those are the technologies that we can come up with that are, you know, written, coded into our indigenous, you know, languages where you have somebody. And if you're in a startup, look, and you want Oshiwambo, we can help you. We speak Oshiwambo natively. So we can help you to say, no, we want the Oshiwambo language in this app. We want Damaranama. There are people who can speak Damaranama natively that are able to, you know, and this is a solution. Before you know, Zambia is also tapping into the app, because most of us want to make money immediately. But when you market this app, before you know, Zambia and Angola also want to tap into this app to say, no, we want Kikongo and Kimbundu or Umbundu to be part, to be added in. We are buying this application. We want, or we are also paying for this application, and we want it. So that will end up being an African agricultural app, you know, and we are able to stand. By the time the war is done, we are already on our own, and we are even the ones to help the world. But if by that time we reach there, we still want to beg to already broke countries that are already broke because of the war, we are still adding more burden, then we have not taken an opportunity out. We have not used this an opportunity. This is an opportunity, just like COVID-19 was an opportunity for Africa to, you know, be on their own. But no, Africa continued to beg for vaccines. You know, Africa continued to beg for vaccine, and at some point, even playing victims, you know, playing, you know, pity party. So we didn't take advantage of the COVID-19 situation. You know, we didn't take advantage of that COVID-19 situation when people were introducing the albizia trees as a solution. Instead of saying, let us investigate the possibilities of this tree, we started to threaten each other with hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, we didn't take advantage of the situation. We didn't take advantage of the situation. We were threatening each other because we wanted to please the World Health Organization and the international community, which care less about Africa. Everyone now cares about themselves. You know, everybody now, first of all, is looking at what they can do for their people. But Africa is looking for what they can do to be in a good standing with the international community. But the international community, each one of them, is looking for what they are able to do for their people. So if you look at what is going on in the European Union now, some countries are now, you know, concerned to say, no, guys, stop these sanctions because they are hurting us more than they were supposed to hurt Russia. So now every country is now starting to look inwards to say, what can we do for our people? It's no longer about the alliance. It's about Hungary for the Hungarians. What is Hungary going to do for their people? It's winter. Winter is coming. So Hungary on their own, they negotiated with Russia for more volumes of oil. So that's, you know, how countries are thinking about themselves. We are going for a short break. We will be right back to continue.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanatse muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka kalela pei nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe nguka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni firinga itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maosemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to uzita shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maosemba goe hogora kucha o wahara okurungisa ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Right, 10 minutes to go. I'm still here. So if you want to be part of the conversation, you can just come through. What does Africa learn from this? Or do we even learn? You know, does Africa even learn? That's another question that we need to ask ourselves. Because I think there have been a lot of opportunities to Africa so that Africa is able to make things different. But it seems that every opportunity that is presented before her, she let it go without doing anything. COVID-19 is one of the issue. You see, do you want to tell me that Ukraine has more fertile land than Kavango and Zambezi? Or you want to tell me that Ukraine is more fertile than Zambia and Zimbabwe? Or you want to tell me that there cannot be wheat production in Zambia massively that can feed the whole SADC? So why are we even begging Russia through the organization, through the African Union, to allow wheat to come to come. One thing is clear that we don't learn, or maybe we don't want to learn. I'm listening to myself.
Oh, sorry, mommy. Well, first, I'm very sorry. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, is it afternoon already? I don't even know. Okay, so, yes, we can learn a lot of lessons, actually. More especially when it comes to food security, self-reliance in terms of food, not only food, even technology. Because I see the lack there, they are still negotiating. Or in fact, I don't know whether it was just you who mentioned some of these things or one of your analysts again. So Iran, they are all coming with nuclear things, and they are all coming with high technology. And the Russian and the other Chinese and all these other things, I think we have more things to learn as well, even from the American side. So you can learn a lot of things, more especially those challenges, like I mentioned, we can turn them into opportunities here. So in terms of global cooperation, even what to, because we should also be there to fight for peace and see how we can do it. Because Africa is also ravaged by the war. So if the DRC and we are hearing West Africa and all this bloc, they need to seriously map up their food and see how they can negotiate for peace, have some kind of dialogue. You understand? So in terms of, now that is the alliance now. At least to stand also on our side. I don't know how the BRICS will the BRICS countries will mean to us now. Yeah, I mean, in terms of economic prosperity, in terms of peace and security, I don't know what is it, even the technology now development you're talking about. I think we might also get some benefits here. Maybe in the future they might talk about the currency that on our side, they are favorable ones. So the war itself is going to have a lot of catastrophe things, impact. Problem. Catastrophe is the same. So it's very catastrophic on our side because people are going to die. But I don't know why the Americans are so provocative also. They are really provocative. Why did they send another delegation to go to Taiwan? Is it just they just want to see how the war is going to break out?
No, Uncle Bana, Taiwan has a president.
Yeah.
So the president can be visited by anyone who want to visit the president.
Get your children from me. So now, I understand this, this declare. Who declare it as an independent, actually? Is it the America or the Chinese?
That's a bit sketchy question because China sees Taiwan as part of its territory.
Why does it
there are a few countries which recognized Taiwan as an independent country, include the Americans.
Yes, because when they wanted to dislodge the socialist and communism and all this thing, and the way they are trying to further and promote their capitalist tendencies. So that's why even they just want to see where any country that they want to manipulate and inform themselves. That's how they do. They use this thing and say, no, it's democracy. You see, you must be independent on your own and things like that. But they have got their own hidden agenda. So it is true that they are using. Okay.
Thank you. All right. I can have one more person coming in. Yeah, we need to know what is going on in the, what is on the wall, what is written on the wall. If you don't read, you will find yourself seated on a wrong wall. Or headed for a wrong direction, or doing a lot of wrong, if we don't read. we will find ourselves having a problem. We need to read, and we need to be informed. Now, the tech companies are hopeful that maybe they will work together, but some are hopeful to say that maybe this war will bring an opportunity that will also help us to stand on our own as developing countries. You know, the Iranians, the Venezuelans, the North Koreans are looking for that opportunity where they can share their technology with the world. Because especially the Iranians and the North Koreans, who have been isolated from the rest of the world by the West, of course. Now, yesterday, the president of Russia wrote a note to North Korea saying that, you know, we can work together in a lot of sectors. The tech sector, North Korean and Russian tech sector, can work together. So if that happens, that is going to be a huge success for especially North Korea, because they are also want to launch their own space rocket. You know, they also want the Iranians also want to launch their space rocket. The Indians are also working on the same project. A lot of countries are also working in space technology. So this cooperation will be very important, you know, will be very, very significant, not only to the tech sector, but to the economy, as far as North Korea is concerned, you know. And they declared victory, you know, over COVID-19. They refused to receive assistance. They refused to receive a vaccine. The president refused vaccine. The month of May and June was the worst month for North Korea. But they declared a victory over COVID-19 last week. And they were using more of the remedies that are known to them. They are traditional and indigenous remedies. They refused the vaccine while Africa, with all its forests, was crying baby, doing cry baby for AstraZeneca, when we have bushes in our villages there that can deal with the flu. So these are the lessons that we can learn, if we are able to learn.
Medusalem gravestones ndino ehangano enkondonkondo moNamibia aihe konono. Uharirandita omamanya gomarudhi gayoloka ngashi gokombira yonakusaetu, omamanya gokitafura yomokombitha, oshowo omamanya gomashangelo gomapatululo goongeshefa dhetu. Oombelewa dhawo otadhi adhika moRukonda, Okandjengedi, oRundu, oVenduka, oshowo moMaruru. Oena ofanditha ya tameka nale notayi sigo okehulilo lya Auguste momumvo 2022. Kuuyelele wa gwedhwa po, dhengela Medusalema yemwene koonola 8128 081 nenge wutume o email ko mgolukonda03@gmail.com. Medusalem Gravestones, the service you'll never regret.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
All right. If we don't learn, then there's nothing that can be done to us. Even God cannot help us. That is what the Oshuambo people say. So, even God cannot help us. And then we say there is God for white people. No, there's no God for white people. There's no God for Chinese. God is for everyone. But it seems that Africa does not want to learn. And if we cannot learn, other countries are learning, and they are using some of these crises as opportunities to flourish, and we are using it as opportunities to beg more. Right, we are going to meet again tomorrow, And it's a goodbye from me. Stay tuned for the Brand Conversation.